Let's go right back to the phones. Let's pick up Gwen in Ohio, and she's got a question about her gallbladder being removed. Are you there, Gwen?
Yes, I am. Hi, Dr. Okay. Marshall. How are you?
Good. Very good. Thank you. Thank God I still have my gallbladder.
Oh,
and
yes.
I had a bit of a fight to keep it, but I got it.
Well, I know this was years ago where you got the long scar on your stomach.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's the olden days. That's what they did back then. But I'm 56 years old. I weigh 165 pounds, and I suffer with asthma, hot flashes,
okay,
hay fever, and trouble digesting the food.
You betcha. And probably all of those things are from trouble digesting the food, okay?
Okay.
So the very first thing we ought to work on is digestion, but I heard the size of that scar, and so that immediately tells me that scar is going to reflex to your stomach and shut it down. So if you try digestions, they may make you feel sick. So the first thing you're going to have to do is just what the fellow before is going to have to do. You're going to have to use Stomach Complex as a tea. And at your body weight and all, you should only need 2 Stomach Complex as tea. And so you empty them in a cup, fill the cup with water at a high boil, stir it, cover it, let it steep 10 minutes, drink it before the meal. Now the stomach is energetically on. Now, at the end of the meal, you can take with the meal, you can take 2 Quantum Digest, and then end of meal, you can take HCL, and at your age and weight, 4 HCL and 2 activators should be plenty end of meals. Okay?
Okay,
now you should be digesting the food good. And most of the time when we see issues like asthma, we're really looking at a problem with the large intestine and the waste products going into the lung, according to Chinese medicine, and making a mess.
Okay.
And so what we want to do is try to beat this thing clear so that we can get back a normal function. Now, as many years as this has gone on for you, there may be biofilms in your lungs, so you may have other issues going on here that you've got to clean up. But if this had been caught earlier, it wouldn't be such a tough issue. One more thing we've got to do for you is move your pH. So you're going to have to get some pH paper and something called pH Trio. Now, at your age, you have to use the aloe drink. You can't use the aloe powder. Too sweet for you. Okay? So we want the paper, you'll tear off a little piece, pass it through the first morning urine, and check its color change. We're looking for a pH that's green, 6.4 to 7.0. So you just keep bumping up the coral till you force that pH up. As you do, you'll notice you don't pop and creak anymore, your lips don't chap, you're stronger, and you'll notice you can breathe deeper, and the lungs feel better. Now, we may still have some issues, but why don't you do these things? And if you still have an issue, we can talk about using things like allicidin, maybe 3 allicidin per meal, to help break anything that might be in the lung and get it out. So you can get back to normal, maybe 8, 10, 12 weeks of that, you're done. And now you can breathe good, and you can digest your food better. Now, having the gallbladder out, though, is a worry to me, because what they've done is remove the sac and reconnect the bile veins to the common bile duct. And then in a few years, usually the bile ducts jam, and this makes you kind of irritable. It also makes it very difficult for you to absorb fats properly. So often you gain weight because they're absorbed from the large intestine. So what I would... Exactly. What I would do here is eat my main high-fat meal between 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Otherwise, I'd avoid fats. The second thing that I would do is start taking some gallbladder nano-detox. And at your body size and all, maybe 3 teaspoons would be mixed in 16 ounces of water, and you would sip it after breakfast, okay?
Gallbladder detox?
Yeah, gallbladder nano-detox. And what you do is... on sipping this, you're going to use it for 16 weeks. And after 3 weeks of using it, you're going to start 2 coffee enemas per week. And I will tell you, having done this myself, your skin looks 20 years younger, your body changes, your hair has oil and moisture like it did when you were 20, and you're looking in the mirror thinking, this body is really confused, I'm supposed to be getting old, and I'm getting younger and stronger. What's going on here?
Exactly, exactly. Well, what about the mini packs for these scars that I have?
You've got to do those as well, but this will get you out of there. And when you call the order line, tell them that you want to know how to use the Medi Body Packs first for your hands and feet, okay, and then for your vaccination, and then finally you can get to that big scar, abdominal scar, okay?
Okay. Now, one other thing, the parasites. Now, I'm reading about the parasites that you have to get out your body.
Well, if you have them, but if there's a question like that, you should probably see a practitioner and be checked to see, because sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. It's mm-hmm. pretty hard to tell. I wouldn't want to go through a lot of work and expense if I didn't need to, okay?
Okay. Does that have anything to do with candidas?
Yes, it could. Candida, of course, is merely an opportunistic organism that... is native to your mucous membranes and eats dead tissues. So if you had some kind of bug in the intestine, it could be killing the tissue, and then the candida would become more active, eating more dead tissue. So what I'd recommend, if you think there may be an issue there, to call the order line and get the name of a QRA practitioner and get some help with that, okay?
Okay, we'll do that. Thanks
for your call. Give me a buzz after a few weeks. Let me know how you're doing, okay?
All right, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Bye now.